This is Johnny Juzang, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Tonight, we won the second, third, and fourth quarter combined, and the first quarter continues to be a real issue for us. I do think in tonight's game, there was a lot of good basketball that was played, but the first quarter is something that we've got to address as a team now.
In a game with five crucial players sitting out for the Jazz, Utah once again looked to their young core to face off against a Stephen Curry-less Warriors team. There has been a big emphasis on first quarter performance, as the Jazz have lost 15 of their last 16 games, majority of the results being determined in the first 12 minutes. And tonight was no different. Golden State outscored Utah 41-28, where the Jazz would play catch-up the remainder of the night. Lifted by reserve Johnny Juzang and all-star rookie Keontae George, Utah would come close, but fall 118-110 in San Francisco. Welcome back to Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. A key contributor in the Warriors' first half success came from four-time NBA champion Klay Thompson, who knew his team would rely on him to pick up majority of the scoring in Curry's absence. Thompson had 25 points by halftime, shooting 12 for 23 with 6 three-pointers, making this his best scoring half of the season. As Thompson quickly heated up, so did the Warriors, as they connected on 8 of 12 threes in the first quarter.
Klay Thompson, left side three is good. Left side, Taylor Hendricks, little runner, no good. Yerkshaven taps it back out, but right to Klay Thompson. And number 11 works to the front court, rises from a deep three, tickles the twine. 17-12 Warriors. Kuminga takes it out of the air, outlet to Klay. One dribble to his left, settles himself, fires and hits. Klay Thompson carrying the load without Steph Curry. Chris Paul with his head on a swivel and white tights and a white sleeve on his left arm with a navy blue uniform. Gives to Klay Thompson. Klay takes one dribble to his left, fires, retreats. He's on fire and he knows it. He's backpedaling like Klay Thompson does when Klay Thompson gets into the zone. 20 for the Cougar. Klay having a monster first half. He works the left-hand dribble off a double stagger, right to left, launches into a three, hits! Oh, he is thrown at a hula hoop right now. It looks so easy for Klay.
With the Jazz shorthanded, Johnny Juzang stepped up big, becoming the energy the team needed to battle through and pushing the Jazz on several runs to help close the deficit. Juzang ended the night earning a career-high 27 points with 7 threes to lead Utah.
Back out to Juzang, and off the bounce, three is perfect. Juzang, he's able to corral it with the left hand, bring it back into the shooting pocket, launch and hit. Johnny Juzang with his second three. Fast break the other way. Here comes Lewis, kicks to the corner. Juzang for three. Yes, sir, Johnny Juzang with his third three of the quarter. And the Jazz cut it to eight. Baisley drives, kicks across to Juzang for another three. Fourth of the quarter for Johnny Juzang. Juzang, quick release, left corner three. I am hot, he says. Give me the rock. Johnny Juzang with his fifth three of the night from the left wing. 15 points already. Timeout, Steve Kerr. Somebody guard that man, he says. Keontae on the push. Cross-court pass to Hendricks. Swings to the top to Juzang. Number six, yes. Six threes for Johnny Juzang. And Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Somebody guard that man, he says, again. Juzang works on Pajemski, works in the lane, jump stop, twirling off the glass. Good, 22 for Johnny Juzang in the first half, a career high.
Down by 14 at half, the Jazz would never get the score within single digits, despite making a few runs. During the second half, it was Keontae George who took advantage of his minutes, scoring 16 points, 25 overall. Let's take you to the final minutes of the game where George and other young members showcase the future talents of the Jazz. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone.
Pass down low. Potter knocks it away. Juzang with a steal. Throws it over the head of Lewis. He runs it down the baseline. Gets to the window and laid it up and in one motion. Here's Keontae driving at Pajemski. Lowers the right shoulder. Gets cut off. Now fades back on a tough elbow jump shot. It hits the top of the front rim. Bounces off the glass and in. Basket, Keontae George. Keontae with eight on the shot clock will inbound it to his buddy Hendricks. Taylor, the fellow rookie, ninth pick of the draft, hands to Sensabaugh, the 28th pick of the draft, who works on the 19-year veteran Chris Paul. Shoves off with the left hand, pulls up for the jumper and hits. Multi-time all-defensive player Chris Paul getting beat by Bryce Sensabaugh there. Keontae, left corner three, got it. Keontae's second three of the night in eight attempts, 5 of 12 overall. Garuba was originally drafted by Houston to the left corner. Shot no good by Kionis. Keontae rattles another three in. Keontae hits his third straight three, and hopefully this will get him going.
There are only two more home games left at the Delta Center for the 2023-24 NBA season. Both games will be played next week as the Jazz host the Denver Nuggets on Tuesday the 9th and the Houston Rockets on the 11th. This is your last chance to see your team in action, so grab those tickets at utahjazz.com. And as always, you can watch the game live when you subscribe to Jazz Plus. Thank you for joining me on tonight's episode of Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. See you next time.